Friday evening. I'm Casey Dyer, and this is the place you can hear short tales for wise kids, wayward grown-ups, and for everyone who knows that you are never too old to listen to a bedtime story.
Well, good evening. Happy Friday night. I've had an interesting day, and it's been a difficult day for writing. So what I found for you tonight is an old, old story that I just found. It's really old, which made me laugh because it's about a policeman who takes drugs because he has a bad back. That's essentially the whole plot of the story there. I've given it away. But I thought it was funny because I have a friend who's a policeman who has a bad back, who doesn't, in fact, take drugs. Or, well, maybe he does, but he doesn't tell me about it. Anyway, so I'm going to read you this story. It's called... what is it called? I think we'll call it Riding the Black. It was pretty easy, really. Once I got started, I mean. Before that, it wasn't easy. Too much thinking about these things makes your head hurt. Hurts bad, and then you're only fit for beer and bed. I'd been doing a lot of that before I got it figured out. Beer and bed, I mean. Easier that way, if you know what I'm getting at. Used to be just one or two, but that was at the beginning, of course. After 10 years or so, it seemed it had always been three or four, and then bed. Not at the beginning. At the beginning, it was training and working and training some more. So much to remember. Lots of exercise. I used to run like the wind. As soon as I got the job, it was sitting at the desk and paper, or sitting in the car and patrol. Then more paper. So much paper, you could choke on it. And that's what gave me the idea, really. Choking on the paper. I had this dream once. In it, I was chasing some kid. He ran and I ran. It was hard, but I gained on him, and after I jumped a wire fence, I managed to catch him. That's why I remember this dream. It was different. I usually miss the guys I chase in my dreams. Also, always leaves me feeling stupid and empty. But in this dream, I caught the kid. No weapon or anything, just running, and then my bare hands. I was sitting on him, and I could see that he had something in his mouth, and all I could think was, "Don't let him swallow that shit. Don't let him swallow." I grabbed his throat so he couldn't. He tried to bite me, but whatever was in his mouth got in the way, and he missed me. I whacked his head and grabbed at the thing that stuck out of his mouth. I thought it was a plastic package, but it was paper. So I pulled it out. Well, I tried to pull it out, but it just kept coming. I let go of the kid's throat and I started to pull with both hands. Have you ever seen those magicians who put a handkerchief or a scarf in their cheek and then pull out a whole chain of them? All different colors, a never-ending chain of scarves? Well, that was my dream, except instead of scarves, it was paper. I just kept pulling reams of paper out of the kid's mouth. All the pages were attached, like perforated computer paper. At first it was just gray, wet paper, but soon I could see ink on it. My writing. The kid had every report I had ever written stuck down his throat. I knew he was going to choke on all this paper, and then there would be an investigation, and everyone would find out that they were mine. My reports he had choked on. I pulled frantically, desperate to get to the end so the kid wouldn't die on my watch. He just laughed. How he could laugh with his throat stuffed, I don't know, but he did. He laughed because he knew he was going to die and it would be my fault and it would end up costing me more paper in the end. The dream shook me up. When I woke up, my back was killing me. Sitting at the desk, sit in the squad car, fill out reports. Not much training and no exercise besides hauling my ass out of the car. So I got a bad back that doesn't want to go away. And that dream didn't help. This made me feel like I was the one choking on paper, not some kid. Figured it out the day after that goddamn dream. I'm a family man. Wife works as a teacher. Got 2 teenagers now. Not much of a dental plan on this force. Overtime pays for their braces. Another day, another paper chase. The clock told me it was time to head in for the morning shift, so I hauled my sorry ass out of bed, bad back screaming, on the way to the shower. Hot water helped, but not much. Beer is better. Chase the paper, chase the kids. Maybe I needed a break from chasing things. That's when I thought of the horse. Like I said, it was pretty easy. I nabbed a kid who was holding in a warehouse downtown. Didn't even have to chase this one, he was too wasted to run. I didn't take much. I'm no idiot. Hand in the evidence, cut it short by a couple grams. They lose stuff all the time in the evidence locker. Some shit doesn't show up, they relabel another haul just for the trial. Easy enough to switch labels afterwards, nobody notices. Everybody's too busy with their own paper. I'm a family man. Coach 1 kid's soccer team. Speak at the schools about dangers of crime and drugs, especially drugs. Haul out all my scary stories about the perils of the needle. Try to keep at least a few kids away from that shit. It's bad news for most of them. Not for me. I can handle it. Just to loosen up my bad back. I've only done it 5, maybe 6 times. Easy enough to get a clean sharp at the clinic when you're a cop. And I only take the good shit from the lockdown. It's all tested before trial, so I keep away from the junk. I know how to shoot it, so there's no tracks on my arm. Back of the knees, man. No one looks behind a cop's knees. Hurts my back like hell to twist, but once it's in, pain's gone. Just ride that black horse, and like magic, no bad back. Hell, I can even forget about the paperwork for a little while. And it's no problem, like I said. I can stop whenever I want. Just not yet. See, my back's still sore. And I got 6 reports due in by tonight. So maybe it's not so easy. But I'm a family man. I don't have time to think about it. I can handle it. So there you go. That's my story for the night. Riding the black. I can't remember when I wrote that. I should look it up in the file. It's a long time ago. Probably at least 5 years. Anyway, I worked and worked on stories today. I wrote parts of at least 3 different stories, but I couldn't get anything to gel. So I went back to an old one for this evening. This was episode 49 of Bedtime Stories. We are closing in on the end of the year. And I hope you're enjoying them so far. You can find more of my stories at caseydyer.podomatic.com, or you can go have a look through my website, and they're all there too. So I wish you a very good dark and stormy night. Pull the covers up. I don't know if you can hear my cat yelling at me through my door in the background, but she's saying good night, good night. And that's what I'll say too. See you next week. Good night.